When I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, I don't fall asleep at the wheel like the Junkyard Dog.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Oh, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you can support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
In the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city.
Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night.
Go find a girl. It's summertime.
Summer.
It's the summertime.
It is.
Did you know 40 years ago today was the blackout of New York City? The major blackout.
Really?
The Son of Sam and all that nonsense.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 20-something hours, we had no power. The whole city. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, one and all, boys and girls, children of all ages. I am your ringmaster. No, I'm not. I'm not your ringmaster.
The master of the ring.
That's right. No, the master of the ring. No, I'm the Yoda of yesteryear, right?
The yesteryear of Yodas.
Yeah. I'm Phil Rea. Joining me, as always...
The Chopster, Choppy.
Yeah. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on rantemradio.com on your
God.
On your Roku.
On your PlayStation.
On your PlayStation, your Xbox, your smartphone, your tablet. What's the thing that I have in the other room? The Amazon Echo?
Alexa.
Alexa, right. That's my boo right there.
I know. I can see that.
It's my baby. Yeah, so we're live. We're back finally. Sorry if you missed us.
Well, we apologize.
You're apologizing. I ain't apologizing.
I'm sorry.
I had fun last week. I don't know about you.
I enjoyed Spider-Man a lot. That was great.
I got one person that didn't like it that much.
What?
Yeah, our boy Kaz from post-match. He said, why? He said he didn't enjoy it as much as the other ones. I mean, people, listen, I had this conversation with you a gazillion times about X-Men, how people just don't like X-Men
movies. I thought the X-Men Apocalypse was great.
Yeah, but, you know, fanboys and fangirls are going to tear these things apart.
I know.
So, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is.
You know what was my favorite part of that movie? That intense scene with him talking to Keaton. It shows in the trailer.
So oh, yeah, doing, yeah. You're not giving up anything.
I'm not giving up anything, but it was so intense. I was like, oh, my God, this is so good.
You know what? I enjoyed him as Peter Parker, I think,
so did I.
More than I did Spider-Man.
Well, you know what it is? I think that as a nerd, he is the perfect nerdy Peter Parker.
Correct.
Even nerdier than Tobey Maguire.
And I totally popped because they filmed it in front of my old high school.
I know. You were like, that's my school.
That's my school, Franklin K. Lane in Brooklyn. But the inside was not Franklin K. Lane. I can tell you that.
Nah.
Inside of Franklin K. Lane was a fucking war zone.
I'm pretty sure it's been updated, or they probably just used the...
They used a Hollywood set for...
Probably.
And you could buy the gear from his school now on that superherohype.com. I'm always posting. Yeah, you could buy like a t-shirt of his school and a hat and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's real fanboy.
He's also, what's his name? Tom Holland's doing his rounds with cancer kids now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he comes in dressed up like Spider-Man.
Good for him.
And he's just doing the right thing. He's just trying to, you know, show kids some love that, you know, are not doing too well right now.
That's like that Make-A-Wish type shit.
It is.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. has done it. Johnny Depp has done it.
As in character.
In character. I saw Johnny Depp dressed up in character as Jack Sparrow at a cancer hospital for kids in Australia.
You know, I'm a sucker for all these old sitcoms, right? That's pretty much all I watch on TV.
Uh-huh.
The payoff for these really good sitcoms is the really bad commercials.
Oh, God.
And all they do is play like the ASPCA 10-minute, like, you know, battered animal and...
Sarah McLachlan.
Yes, yes, yes. And on top of that, here's the worst part. Here's the worst one, the St. Jude.
Oh, God.
Oh, and the kid's like, I can write my name. And he has no arms and he's writing it with his feet. And you're like, oh, man. And then this one chick's like, I could play the piano. And she's got like one stump and she's playing the piano. And you're like, you're getting all choked up and it's 1 o'clock in the morning now. You're like, what the fuck is... Now I'm up all night. I can't sleep because the fucking handicapped kids dance around in my head singing to me, donate money, you get a blanket. I'm like, oh, God, just take my fucking money. Just take it.
You know what's the absolute most dreadful commercial? 1-800 Cars for Kids.
That and the fucking, I need a cash settlement, but I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. And now they have a boy band one.
Oh, no.
It's like a Backstreet Boys parody.
Good God.
877-CASH-NOW. And the kids are fucking dancing. Dude, it's bad. That's the payoff. TV is anything good on TV, you got to put up with bad commercials.
Of course.
That's the payoff, and you're like, oh,
however,
man.
However, if you have a nice Hulu account, you don't have to worry about those commercials anymore.
Right, but, you know, sometimes I can't get one day at a time on fucking Hulu.
That's true.
So once in a while, I want to watch, you know, one day at a time, or I want to watch The Jeffersons, or, you know.
Oh, The Jeffersons is a great show.
Yeah. But then you gotta watch the handicapped kids and the beat up dogs.
And Celino and Barnes, injury attorney.
Yes. 888-888-8888. Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck?
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
That's the only jingle I like.
I can't even fathom not going a couple of days without my sitcoms, you know? They're bringing back Welcome Back, Carter in September.
No.
That's one of my favorite shows of
all
time.
No, they're not.
Yes, I love that fucking show. That was one of my favorite shows as a kid.
Ugh.
Oh, you're bugging. They filmed that in New Utrecht High School. Or the front of it, anyway, in Brooklyn.
The next thing you're going to tell me is that Jay-Z's the greatest rapper alive.
You know what, dude? You know what? Guy makes one bad album and everybody's a fucking critic. You know, and people are like, it's a masterpiece. I'm like, it's a masterpiece of shit, and I love Hov.
I've seen people at Macy's rap better than Jay-Z. Sorry.
Jesus! Jesus. Anyway, All right, so I want to thank everybody for checking in. I want to thank everybody for their feedback regarding next week. We have a great show for you next week if I can just figure out the schematics now, because some of our plans have been altered, which I'm fucking mad about. I was telling Choppy about it, but I guess we'll have to work it out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last show, technically, where we are now. The new location will have we'll kick off the new location with the anniversary show. And I want to thank our peers have been checking in with us, you know, and we got a shout out on Wrestling Soup last week.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Draper and Mish, and Don Tony shouted us out too. So thank you to them. Everybody's happy for us that we lasted this long. I like that our peers recognize us and they're so big in stature. You know, those guys are.
They're up there.
They're huge.
They're really
like, they
up
get
there.
Real legit numbers. They get awards and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool that they acknowledge the little man, you know?
I know Don Tony's been like number one for, at one point, was like number one show.
Right.
Not sports show, not number one on Stitcher at one point.
Yeah.
And for him to acknowledge us.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Solo Monster shouted us out.
Solo Monster's another one. He's another one who's up
Brooklyn
there.
Brooklyn Boy. Jason is the man. You know, and my wife always says, every time she hears his voice, he's got a voice for radio.
Like, he does. I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Solo Monster's on point.
What do you call it? He is from Brooklyn, though, right?
He is from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's a good guy, then.
But we have so many peers, man. And I can't, you know, between the Midnight Jury and Lopez and the Wizards
Mike
and
is a great guy.
Inconclusive, like all these, you know, of all the geeks in the industry shows, Chunky Lowry and all his crew.
Yeah.
Like, I'm overwhelmed with joy that our peers look out for us like that. So thank you very much for everybody checking in with us. And
thank you, guys.
And we'll talk about it more next week. And I'll thank everybody next week. And is the chat room up?
It should be up. Let's see who's there.
We got Mr. William Morgan also shouted us out from the Sports Report. Hello, Mr. William Morgan.
Hello,
it is
sir.
The 14th of July. I'm sorry about my fucking computer screen here. Why is it? There it is.
Hey, there we go. What's up, my friend?
Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Will does the sports. I was just listening to the sports report on before you got here. So they're talking about.
I'm sure he's talking about the fight coming up.
Is that the first thing you want to get into?
It's up to you. What do you want to talk
about? I don't give a shit. We have a list of stuff here. We have a kick-ass throwback for you tonight, by the way.
Oh, my God. I love this fucking
video. Yeah, this is all choppy this week. I was in no mood for a throwback. He picks it out at my son's birthday party. He hands me the phone. He's like, what do you think about this? I'm like... And I said, is that the thing where Taz did the thing with the thing? And he's like, yeah, I think so. I'm like, well, then I want to do that thing. So, yeah. Yeah, so the big hype is the sports entertainment hype.
Yeah, you know what? This is another thing that pissed me off. Like, Conor McGregor talks so much shit about wrestlers and wrestling, and this, my friend, is this guy is fucking doing like promos like if he's fucking The Rock. He's like calling out 50 in his fucking promos, and then why? Your opponent is fucking Mayweather. Worry about the guy that's on the same stage as you. Also, all this, you know, chit-chat and banter between both of them is bullshit because these guys are best friends because they travel together on these fucking airlines. They're trying to, like, make some money for this fight, which is fine. See? Said talk to fight.
Yeah, so they're doing this tour, like Choppy said. They came to Brooklyn the other day.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Canada is fully behind fucking Conor.
Yeah, but Brooklyn, not to sound biased, but Brooklyn was in full effect. There was mad donkeys at this fucking thing holding their flags up.
Yeah, man.
It was crazy. How come my fucking screen is being retarded right now? Hold on a second.
What we got?
There we go.
Yeah,
Well, you know what, dude? And see the suit he was wearing? Conor McGregor had a suit. And he had the word "fuck you" embedded in the entire
fuck
suit.
Fuck you on his pinstripes.
On his pinstripes. $100 if you want to watch it in high definition. $90 regular definition. And
they're gonna make so much money off this fucking fight.
And are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
$30,000 a seat going on StubHub right now.
Yeah, that ain't happening. No way.
$30,000. You look good with glitter on your lip. There.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's what happens when you work.
Choppy had a work hazard today.
Fucking assholes.
With glitter.
You know, I wish directors knew what the fuck they wanted right from the get-go instead of just like, hey, guys, move it here. No. You know what? I like that shot better. Shut the fuck.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Exactly. Well,
thanks.
Exactly.
Frisco.
Hello. So, yeah, so I wasn't as excited about the fight because I'm like, we're not going to buy it. We'll go to
fucking...
Go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that. There's no way I'm paying $100 for this monstrosity.
You know what's going to be? It's just going to be an exhibition fight. You know what's going to happen? Connor's just going to take a dive, let Floyd get his 50-0, and they're both going to get the same amount of money. They're getting $100 million apiece.
$100 million apiece.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking... That's a lot of cheese.
I wouldn't be surprised if fucking like Connor retires from MMA after making all that money.
We're all doing front row. Oh, that's the streaming thing, yeah. Yeah, if I stay home, I'll stream it. We might just make a night of it and go to down the block. We live right next to Buffalo Wild Wings. So
yeah,
we'll
and the food's pretty good over there.
And
so.
The food's not terrible, so we might just go there.
We might see a lot of characters there at this place, so...
You know, I was going to say, I'll bring the laptop and the microphone to the fucking, to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we'll broadcast on the rant right from the place.
And then we'll change the mood of everybody over there.
And we'll change the mood, because we're podcasting live. Maybe we'll do that. I'll download the software for the Mac, and we'll go Let's for the MacBook. Maybe we'll do that, and then everybody can check in the chat room and talk about this monstrosity. It's a big deal. I mean, they're making a big deal about it.
It's a lot of money. I mean, Mayweather, you know, calling Conor a $3 million fighter when Mayweather's like a $100 million fighter.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you right now, Conor, with the comments that he's been saying, he's been going a little overboard.
Yeah, yeah. People are taking it, you know. Listen, in this PC world, you know, I know he doesn't mean to be outright racist.
I don't think he's racist, though.
I just say things. People say things off color, like, you know. And I said this about us. If I say something on social media and you don't know me personally, you read it a certain way. You're like, oh my god, Phil's obnoxious. But if you know me, it's like, oh, it's just Phil being Phil. You know, whether it's right or wrong, it's just not about being right or wrong. It's about being obnoxious. That's my point. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to be right or wrong. I'm just trying to be me. And I think Conor McGregor is doing the same thing. He's just overhyping something that, you know. Listen, I can't stand Floyd Mayweather. However, pound for pound, he's the best fighter in the last 20 years.
Fuck him. You want to know something? If you were to put, and I said this before in the past, if Tyson was in the same weight class as Mayweather, was in his prime,
and it's heavyweight, that's...
He would knock that motherfucker out. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what, because he's... you drink strawberry quick.
He's a superstar.
He's a superstar. You like the band Kiss? You like Kiss?
I do.
All right. Yeah, Floyd's got tax issues, bro. 2 years... He's got to pay like a couple million dollars in taxes.
So what? That's nothing to him.
I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't be in that predicament in this stage of your life.
Because he's an asshole.
Well,
he doesn't care.
That's my point. Like, see, he's a great fighter, but he's an asshole. And this
he's
goes,
a wife beater, too.
And this goes back to the personality thing you and I were talking about. Like, you know, Chris Benoit was a great wrestler.
But a dick behind the scenes.
But he was a fucking asshole. He killed his family. He's a lowlife, you know? So where do you, you know... Where do you end your suspension of disbelief?
Let me ask you something. Do you think that Conor McGregor is more relatable to the people, to the public? What do you think? Because a lot of people are backing this guy up. A lot of the fans are.
People are backing him because of the mixed martial arts gimmick. Like, it's, you know, people, they come from shitty backgrounds, they work their way up, they become successful. And that's the thing with, you know, the Diaz brothers and all these other guys.
Yeah.
They come from shit, and it's like, okay, you know, people can get behind that. Blue-collar guys like you and I, if you're into MMA, you can get behind that. I can't, as much as I love Mayweather, I mean, I hate Mayweather, he's a great fighter, so I want to see where it's going to lie. Like, I want to see how far it can go. I want to see, because Conor can't wrestle him to the ground and go pound for pound.
He can't.
Of ground and pound.
That's why I'm saying, I think, you know, what do you call it? I think that Mayweather is just going to win this fight. However, there's not going to be any knockouts. Even though Conor said in the press conference he's going to knock him, he's going to knock out Mayweather in 4 rounds. Highly doubts it's going to happen.
I just want to see if McGregor can stand with him, you know, and bang with him. Because
I don't think he is, because Mayweather's way too fast.
I'm just saying, like, it's going to be an issue. So we'll see what happens. We'll follow the press conference tour, and I know Triple H invited them to Raw, which I would love to see.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, it's not going to happen, but you could, like, you'd have to have, like, a 90-second delay with these two jerk-offs, because all they would do is curse and carry on, and girls are having a good time downstairs. I apologize if you hear that, but but when the girls get together, they're like cackling broad, they're like hens in a hen house.
They love it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They'll stop it.
They'll stop it.
My nails are so short.
Yeah, I gotta get some new lip gloss.
I have some glitter on my. Do you want some glitter for your lips?
You got a lot of glitter on your chop. Not for nothing. All right. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's get into some wrestling talk now. When Choppy and I were waiting to get into the theater last week, our good friend David Mega Powers posted a video of the MSG house show.
How cool was that?
Of AJ Styles with the strap.
We were waiting in line to get into the theater, and lo and behold, we saw AJ Styles winning the United States title at a house show.
Yeah.
Non-televised event
at
MSG.
Mm-hmm.
To a lot of wrestlers, MSG is the mecca to a lot of
them. Well, I'm glad you felt the same way I did, because our peers didn't. A lot of our, not of our peers, our fans, some of our fans.
Shut the fuck up,
everybody,
man.
Everybody, social media, well.
Please, shut the fuck up, because you guys, stop.
I called into the rant on Tuesday.
Good.
And I talked about it, and I said, let me explain something to you people. And Lee even called in, Lee Champion.
Good.
I said, let me educate the masses. Because this is, I do that every week, but now I'm throwing you a fucking bonus, and I'm not cocky, I'm being real confident now. If you boo the fact that someone won a title at a house show, you really can't be a wrestling fan past before 1995, and I'm going to tell you why. Every single territory had a house show monthly, not every 4 or 5 months that it is now.
No.
Not twice a year. I'm talking monthly. That's Northeast, Southeast, Southwest, Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic. They all had fucking monthly house shows. Titles changed hands constantly. Before cable, during cable, after cable. Okay? This is what the bottom line is. Okay? If you guys can't... Well, we should have saved it for the pay-per-view. Listen... Attendance is bad.
That aggravates the fuck out of me.
Attendance is bad. Okay? You gotta put asses in the seats. If you're a casual fan and you go to the match and you're like, holy shit, Phil, AJ Styles won the belt while I was there, you're gonna go back in 3 months when they sell tickets. Thank you. So my point is, if you're gonna boo, and I'm not being biased because it's Madison Square Garden, like Choppy said, the Garden was the mecca. The absolute standard in sports entertainment.
I still feel it is.
It's not anymore.
I don't know.
We're going to agree to disagree because it's not like, listen, man, when I was a kid, and again, I hate saying this, well, when I was a kid, but it's true. When I went to house shows, it was special. Feuds started, feuds ended. Sometimes a title changed hands. Sometimes you got excited about certain things.
Okay, so why don't we talk about something recent in terms of title? Okay, we had AJ Styles win the United States title at a house show, right? The last real title change I could remember at a house show...
Air Boom.
Was it Air Boom?
Air Boom was the last, I think.
I remembered the Kendrick and, what's his name, London, winning the tag straps.
That was way before.
Wasn't that 2007?
That was way before Air Boom.
When did Air Boom win the straps?
Couple of months, like a couple of years ago.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, a lot of people have to understand these. Even though, like for example, I was thinking that AJ Styles was going to win the belt at MSG and then drop it at a different house show to Kevin Owens, so Kevin Owens would show up the next.
Yeah, listen.
It doesn't matter.
It keeps the story going.
Exactly.
And it's the Garden.
It's MSG, guys.
It's Madison Square Garden, people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's not the Cow Palace in San Jose. I'm sorry it's not the fucking rec center.
Do you think they would have reacted like this towards AJ Styles winning the belt? Do you think they would react like this if Jinder Mahal lost a belt at MSG?
I don't... These fans are so bipolar, Choppy. I don't know, man.
Dude. You guys, man, just take it. Take it in. Let him marinate for a little bit. You guys are ready to fucking pounce on somebody because something...
Be the 9-year-old that was there that night.
Yeah, man.
If my kid was there that night, that's all he'd be talking about for the rest of the summer.
If we were there, we would have lost our shit over
there. We were online going, whoa.
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck?
And there was a dude behind us going, he won the title? Like, somebody else was checking. Yeah.
Some guy was like, oh, I'm a Hardy's fan. I was like, dude, I just want to let you know, AJ Styles is a U.S. champ. He's like, what?
Yeah, everybody popped it on the line.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, these fans are so bipolar. That it's just fucking ridiculous.
I don't think it's the 20-year-old fans. I don't think it's them. I think it's the guys that are like 17, 18, 19 years old who are just starting to become smart fans. And I'm just like, guys, you guys just need to let things marinate for a little bit. You guys, this is the reason why the business is the way it is, because you people are just like, are like this all the time. You got to let storylines marinate and build, and then that way they'll get better and better. You guys are always like, that's why WWE reacts to whatever you guys do. You can't let them do what they got to do to make the storylines better.
Yeah. So, speaking of Great Balls of Fire,
which, by the way, it was a good pay-per-view.
I'm glad you watched it.
I enjoyed the fuck
and
out of
it. And I told AA, I actually called in during the... I stepped out to the bathroom during the birthday party.
Yeah.
And I called into the rant during the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's going to be a good pay-per-view with a bad name. I mean, that's what it was.
That's what it was. Exactly.
That's what it was.
What was your match of the night?
I liked... You know what? I liked the tag team, the Iron Man match. I didn't like the format. I liked the match itself. It was good.
Dude, the last couple of minutes of that match, I was like, holy shit, what drama to this match.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cesaro made that match really good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he steals
such
the show.
Such a fucking machine.
He steals the show every time.
Then I really enjoyed the, again, Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. I enjoyed the fuck out of that match.
And my disdain for that fucking, whoa.
What the hell was that? Fuck was that? Sorry, guys.
Whoa. Roman Reigns, it was an ambulance match.
Correct.
So Braun Strowman wins. If you don't know already, you shouldn't be listening to the show. But, but you know, Strowman moves out of the way. Reigns goes to spear him, goes into the ambulance.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a cool spot, by the way.
That was a cool spot.
I liked it.
So Roman Reigns winds up stealing the ambulance with Strowman in it. Okay. Now, you know my pet peeve about first responders on air and on Raw and SmackDown, how they don't do things right.
I know.
They all get, like, they fuck everything up. Roman Reigns steals the ambulance, looks in the rearview mirror, makes sure nobody's standing there, because he's already committing a felony anyway, you know?
Correct.
He fucking rams the ambulance and smashes it. Now, they're trying to pry it open. All they have to do is get the key in the fucking ignition to open the side door. That's all they had to do. Jamie Noble's there with the crowbar. There's people taking pictures. Kurt Angle's crying. I said, you stupid motherfuckers. It's a standard ambulance.
Just move it.
I said, all you got to do is go turn the ignition off. The key to the door is on the fucking key ring. I know this because I carry one on my fucking belt for almost 20 years. So with that being said... With that being said,
I'm sorry.
Okay, please don't fucking do me a favor, man. Don't blow smoke up my asshole and tell me it's a fucking chimney. Okay, do me that favor. Pretend I don't know about an ambulance, please. And then here's the fucking topper. And then Strowman gets out. There's a dude standing there with a backboard and just lets him slide onto the floor. You're supposed to take the backboard and stabilize him. No. They let this Jamook drop to the floor. He's crawling. He's got the crimson mask on. And
there was a lot of blood in this pay-per-view, by
the way. Yeah, absolutely. Good.
I was happy.
Well, Matt Hardy didn't mean to.
That was Hardway.
He Hardway. Yeah, he's busted open.
Dude, that was a nice fucking... Like, there was a lot of blood.
Yeah, it was a lot of blood.
I liked it a lot.
It's like nice throwback. No pun intended, but... But come on, man. Like, please, don't insult my fucking first responder intelligence.
There, you got to remember, this is what you've told me many times. I know we're sticklers to detail.
I'm just a stickler for that. I don't critique fucking ring gear. I don't critique fucking certain things that these smart marks do now.
Oh, they're like, oh my god, his pants, they don't look right.
Do you see Nakamura's shoes?
They're just, they don't match his pants.
It's crazy. Jesus Christ.
Frisco.
Hello, gorgeous.
Puppy. All right, so I don't know. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
What was the other thing? Did you see, what was the other match that I enjoyed? I'm trying to remember here. What was the match lineup? I'm trying to remember. Oh, the Miz and Ambrose match wasn't too bad. I enjoyed that. That was a pretty good match. Overall, all in all, I thought the pay-per-view was done really well. It was booked right.
Yeah.
The Samoa Joe and Lesnar match I didn't care for too much.
It was too short.
Way too short.
Yeah. And they had a fucking filler match. Poor Curt Hawkins.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
Brian Myers needs to get a better position in that company because I think he's great.
You know they keep those guys down. He'll never fucking...
That sucks, man. Yeah, the guy gets signed, and they don't even use the guy.
I like that Joe lost. It adds more to the flavor.
I want him to get the strap now.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want... I mean, don't get me wrong. Roman is a very good worker. People say he sucks. I don't think he sucks. Do I think he needs to develop his character a little bit better? Yeah, yes, he does. Yeah, and his mic skills. Because on Monday Night Raw, he got destroyed by Lesnar, and he got destroyed by Joe.
Yeah. You know, what's really messed up is that the match was too short, and it could have been better. You know what I'm saying?
It could have.
Like, those both guys were... And I was waiting for this two slabs of beef, strong style,
yeah,
kick each other's faces in kind of match. I didn't get that.
I was actually hoping for an MMA-style match with these
guys. I was kind of pissed off when that happened. When it didn't happen, I should say.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah.
I think they're just... I don't know what it is. I think they're afraid that Lesnar's going to get injured. I don't know what it is. He only wrestles, like, once every 3 months.
40 years old, he wrestles 4 times a year. You know? And it just...
Guys, he's not fucking Undertaker. He could take a beating. He's
good. He can. I just... I don't know, man. I feel like there's so many things that Raw is not doing, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, because we can take apart Raw every week now. It's that bad. I know you don't even watch it.
I actually watched it this week, though.
You did watch Raw this week?
I did watch it this week. I was actually surprised at how good it was. I was very happy. That's another thing. After, you know, the Hardy Boys got their asses whipped by fucking the Bullet Club,
yeah,
Anderson and Gallows, and then right afterwards, the Revival come out and beat the shit out of them again, which I think is setting up for the Broken Hardys gimmick.
Well, yeah, Matt's been teasing it.
So. Dude, they've both been teasing it.
Yeah, delete.
So I think it's going to happen. And then Jeff Jarrett denies the rumors that they have not gotten the rights for the gimmick, and I highly doubt it because they wouldn't be teasing it so much on TV right now.
Speaking of Jeff Jarrett, that's a good segue, my friend. Of course, as we all know now, Global Force has officially taken over Impact.
Yeah, it's not TNA anymore. Now it's Global Force
Impact. Yeah. And they're coming to Staten Island on August 5th, I should say. And they suspended their world champion.
I mean, rightfully so. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Del Rio gets suspended. There was an incident at the airport with Paige. Apparently, Paige got some bad news
about her uncle,
and then like she got upset, and he tried to console her, and she said something to him, and he said something to her, and then instead of anybody just fucking, you know, trying to intervene and separate them, people were fucking videotaping it and sending it to TMZ.
Yeah,
so it just goes to show the fucking level of playing field from society. Hey, thanks, assholes. You know,
bunch of savages.
Instead of helping the 20-year-old. Yeah, I watched it too. I watched baseball too. I watched the home run derby that night. So hold on a second here. Anyway, but I don't know. Double A's on the road listening. He's like, bring back head of the class and Howard Hessman can finish the job as a teacher and relieve that Aussie substitute. Fucking Double A. Happy birthday, boss, by the way.
Yeah, the boss man.
So, yeah, so they, you know, instead of anybody intervening, you just send your pictures and videos to fucking TMZ, and they suspended him. You know what? The NFL's doing it. The NBA's doing it. Like, if you're an asshole behind the scenes, you either go to jail and you're suspended.
I think that they got a lot more than what they expected with Del Rio. they didn't expect this type of behavior. And I also remember them muting his either. I think it was. I don't know if they muted his mic or they played his music very early because he went on another WWE tirade on their show. And they're like, yeah. Dude, enough. We know you hate the company. Just stop. That's not going to help build the product.
Yeah, he goes, come to my restaurant, you this, you that. And I was like, dude, man. Just what?
Stop.
Shut up.
You are a, I don't know how many times, multiple world champion now. Whether you were with AAA as the mega champion or...
The mega champion.
The Triple A mega champion. That's their world title over there. And then they, you were WWE champion, world heavyweight champion. Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You got to get off the coke. That's one thing. He's definitely on something. Got to get off the roids and just work on yourself, dude. You're not well. You're just not well. And on top of that, you were never that good anyways. I never cared for your ability.
Not a fan.
Me neither.
Not a fan.
They put so much hype in this dickhead, and he's nothing.
He was like a poor man's Mexican Ted DiBiase.
Oh, my God. He's horrible. And he was supposed to be that figurehead for the Mexican community in the WWE. And it was a flop.
Nah, that was Ray Ray's gimmick, man.
He was there to replace Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. Ray was always good. Look, I stopped being a fan of Ray Mysterio because in ECW and WCW, Ray Mysterio was like the shit. He was awesome.
Yeah.
But as he got older, injuries and more injuries started piling over, and he wasn't as good anymore. So, you know, they tried to get another guy to replace him, and it didn't work. And then they tried to get another guy to replace Del Rio, which was, what's his name? Samurai Del Sol. Kalisto. And that didn't fucking work either.
Right.
I'm sorry. Del Rio is not that good, guys.
Nah, he's not that good.
Anyways, moving on.
No, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's... And the Mae Young Classic is going down.
That is dope, by the way. I can't wait to see Tessa Blanchard wrestle because I heard she's so good. And she's very nice, too, by the way.
I have the tapings of the first round. The spoilers, if you want to hear some.
I don't care. I'm still going to watch the show no matter what.
Princessa Sugar defeated Kaylee Ray.
I don't know most of these girls, so.
Jessica, a.k.a. Kennedy Brink. She's the female referee. Serena Deeb.
That I know.
Beat Vanessa Bourne.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Serena's in this now? Nice.
Yeah, William Regal's at ringside. Charlotte and Bayley are sitting behind Ronda Rousey, who was there. And I'll get into Ronda Rousey in a second. Shayna Baszler defeated Zayda. I don't know who that is. Nope. Bayley and Carmella at ringside for the next match. Piper Niven defeated Santana Garrett.
No way. Santana Garrett's gone?
Yeah.
Wow, apparently. I'm surprised.
Tamina Snuka is at ringside for the episode 2, round
Boring
1.
Boring, next.
Mia Yim defeated Sarah Logan.
Yes, I love Mia Yim. She's so good in the ring.
I'm glad you know these fucking skirts, because I have no idea.
You know Mia Yim?
I don't know who Mia Yim is.
She was with Prince Nana in ROH, and then she was also in TNA.
Oh, that chick.
Yeah.
I didn't know who she was, and she had a nice shit locker. Rhea Ripley, I don't want to fucking flash update you cock right away. Rhea Ripley defeated Miranda Salinas. Nia Jackson, whole family at ringside, which means Samoans.
Yeah, lots of them.
Abby Lath defeated Jazzy Gabbert.
I know Abby Lath. She's pretty good.
Jazzy Gabbert's the, what's her face, right? The alpha female, the chick.
Is that her?
That's the big German
chick. From TNA?
Chick. No.
She was in TNA with the, what's
yeah,
his name?
Yeah, she's the MMA chick.
Alpha female, yeah. She's from Germany.
Yeah, she lost.
I'm surprised by that.
She lost.
She's really good.
Let's see. Episode 3, Tony Storm defeated Aisha Raymond.
Don't know them.
Dakota Kai defeated Kavita Devi.
Nope.
Davey and Goliath thing, apparently big girl versus small girl. Oh, come on with this. Fucking leave me alone. Let's see. Candice LeRae defeated Renee Michelle. Candice LeRae.
She's good.
Yeah. Rachel Evers defeated Marty Bell.
Don't know
Cassius Ohno's at ringside to support his girlfriend. Apparently it's Cassius Ohno's girlfriend, Rachel Evers.
Oh, okay.
Episode 4, Bianca Belair defeated Sage Beckett.
Don't know them.
I don't even know who that is. Montez Ford is also at ringside to support his fiance Bianca. Who the hell is Montez Ford?
Oh, I know who that is. That's a new NXT tag team. He's one half of the Angelo Dawkins and him are a new tag
team.
Okay. They're like, I forgot the name of their crew, but that's really good.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know who that is. Thank you. Nicole Savvy defeated Reina Gonzalez.
Shinsuke's there now?
Shinsuke's at the ringside with Alexa Bliss. Can Carrie Shane defeated Tessa Blanchard?
No!
Carrie's a star. The crowd loves her.
Yeah. She's good, man. Why'd they make her lose?
They'll get contracts, these chicks. Don't want, you know. You see, Will Morgan's an aficionado on skirts. So he...
I didn't know Will Morgan was into women's wrestling.
Yeah, if you listen to the call-in show, he actually had Athena on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope, dude.
That's his future baby mama right there. At least I tell him that, just to make him feel better about life. So, we love you, Will. The whole thing's going to be on the network.
The due date for Logan.
The due date for Choppy's baby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm having the baby, by the way. It's not my wife. It's me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't count her. Shh. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. No. All right. So, Ronda Rousey was there, right? And... Here's my question. My question is, if properly trained, if properly pushed, can Ronda Rousey make a difference in the women's wrestling division?
No.
Not at all. Even if she gets trained, even if Sarah Del Rey, like, you know, stretches her out for like a fucking 2 years, nothing? Like, you don't think her
Okay. She, 3 or 4 years ago... Yes, she would have done something. If she had done this 3 or 4 years ago, yes. Keep in mind, you know, WWE wants girls that are in their, like, teens.
Mm-hmm.
Because after 30, these women want to retire and have kids. This woman's already 30 years old, and she's had a lot of injuries in MMA.
Yeah, but Charlotte started old. And Charlotte wasn't that good when she first started. She was a glorified gymnast, dude.
But the thing is, she didn't have injuries. What's her name has had injuries. Lots of them.
All right. Well, I disagree.
But she's charismatic. Don't get me wrong. She has a lot of charisma to her.
I think she could be like a female Brock Lesnar, man. You know, with the whole MMA background, with the, you know, I think that can work for her. I think mixed martial arts and pro wrestling almost go hand in hand.
And let's keep in mind that mixed martial arts has taken a lot of, like, stuff, elements from sports entertainment.
Of course. And no, Double A. It's not fucking scripted before you say anything.
What's scripted?
He thinks MMA is scripted.
No.
Yeah. You didn't hear that on a rant a couple months ago?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, it's scripted. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, okay. These guys are busting their head, beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, no, and it's scripted. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna kick 3 teeth out of your face. Oh, yeah, by the way, and then in the third round, you're going to stretch me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this fucking computer is killing me today.
Yeah, I don't think it's a computer. I just think it's the actual site. It's not scrolling down for itself.
So, any hoot. Let's go. What else do I have on this list? They canceled Talking Smack.
Who cares?
I don't know why, though.
Who cares?
It's stupid.
Who cares?
New Japan, the G1 Climax coming up. The brackets look good. I don't want to go into the whole... We'll talk about the brackets in a couple weeks when it comes up. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Kenny Omega is by far the greatest wrestler in the world.
Yeah, well, I think Okada is still number one. He's number two. AJ is number three for me.
I'm telling you, Kenny Omega is charismatic.
I'm not...
He can talk.
Yep.
And he is such a stiff... He makes the shit look good.
I just think Okada has had better... Not better matches, but a better track record so far the last six months.
I think he's in a position to be the longest reigning IWGP champion now.
He's beaten everybody, Kenny Omega included.
He's been to Kenny Omega at least 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, does even Kenny Omega look credible now against Okada?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But that's Okada's just on another fucking level right now, man. He is.
He's their Ric Flair right now.
He's the shit, dude. He's my number one guy in the world right now.
Let me ask you something. The IWGP title. Have you ever considered that a legitimate world title? Or just...
No.
It's not a world title, right?
Well, no, because it's not defended all over the world. It's defended in Japan.
Exactly.
Okay.
I wish that the title was defended all over the world, because title is...
Well, in 18, when they open up shop in when they open up a dojo in Cali, which they're doing.
Oh, I don't God, know if you read that.
They're opening a dojo in 2018. They're gonna start. Then they're gonna go full force with New Japan USA. So I mean, it'll be a legit world title now. It'll be defended on U.S. soil. Maybe they'll do Europe or something.
Let me ask you something. Do you think New Japan, not now, obviously it's too soon, but maybe like 5 or 6 years from now, Do you think they'll be able to compete with WWE?
No one's compete with WWE.
You don't think so?
No.
Not even, like WCW did it.
No. But WCW had billions. At the time WCW had backing from a major fucking cable company.
Correct.
And an owner, Ted Turner. It's a different time now.
Do you think
it's global? WWE is global.
I understand that.
Global.
But what if New Japan can bring in a different fan base than what WWE has been pulling? WWE's been pulling kids.
If New Japan could pull that off, I doubt it. If they can, they would. They can be. They won't. It's not. It's a different taste. It's a different flavor of pro wrestling. It's not what you're watching on Raw and SmackDown.
It's more. I think New Japan promotes it more as if it's an actual sport.
Yeah, of course they do. It's a great. Fucking strong style is the shit.
Let me tell you something. When I saw Kenny Omega versus Ishii at the finals, bro. I was in awe of that fucking match. And Ishii's like 40-something years old, and he was killing it, man.
Yeah.
I love New Japan Pro Wrestling. Love that promotion. They do no wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And then, what was the other thing? Like, I wish they had more I wish these pay-per-views were, like, more, I don't know, just more. More to them. They were a much bigger feel than what they're promoted as. Because the only pay per view that I can think of that's promoted properly by New Japan is Wrestle Kingdom, because that's a WrestleMania right there.
Right. Well, with their streaming, what's cool about what they did with the streaming is they made it well, they have English commentary, and if you have a Google Chrome browser, New Japan World translates into English.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, so you $8 a month, you'll get. You know what I'm saying?
But did you hear they're coming out with an app now? Like it's gonna be like a WWE Network now.
It's on the Fire Stick. If you have an Amazon Fire Stick, you can get the app.
Really?
It's just a matter of time before I get it on the Roku.
Oh my god, I want that.
It's
so
it's like almost $10 a month.
I love New Japan Pro.
You would definitely love it.
Can you get like the old stuff too?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
And it goes by like it goes by the wrestler. Like you can pull
great.
If you click on Muda, it brings up all the Muda stuff.
No way.
Yeah, it's got the match with him and Hogan.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that match. I know. Oh my god. I know.
It's that kind of party.
Dude, I want that now. It's better than WWE Network in certain aspects of it.
Well, certain aspects are. It's just it goes back pretty far. It's got Vader on it. It's got a bunch of guys on it.
Does it have Vader and Bam Bam?
Yeah. No, that's all Japan.
I thought it was all Japan.
Anyway, yeah, right. that kind of party. Before we go to break, real quick. Oh, look at that. The Mets are big. I love it.
How are they doing?
12-2. They're beating Colorado. Nice. ROH announced Global Wars this year in October, and New Japan are going to team up again for Global Wars. It's going to be 3 dates, 3 events, October 12th in Buffalo, October 13th in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's in Pittsburgh. Fuck.
6 hours away.
That's too far.
Yeah, and October 14th in Columbus, Ohio.
Buffalo's 8 hours, Pittsburgh's 6, and Columbus is 8 hours. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Too far.
So far announced Kushida, the Killer Elite Squad, Takahashi, and first time in the USA, Yoshihashi. Hashi's good. Ooh. Also scheduled to appear world champion Cody, the Bucks, Dalton Castle and the Boys, Bully Ray and the Briscoes, Jay Lethal, and many, many more.
Dalton Castle needs to get signed. He needs to get signed.
Let him enjoy the 6-man tag.
Oh,
team.
My God. That man needs to get signed by WWE. 6-man tag
team championship.
Speaking of getting signed, thank you very much for tagging me on Facebook, by the way.
With, Leo Rush?
No. I tagged you on that.
You tagged me on that.
I'm talking about you tagging me on Kyle O'Reilly getting signed by NXT.
He showed up on NXT.
Holy shit, man.
I just hope, and my kid is beside himself because he loves Red Dragon.
Did he find out? You told him already?
He knows.
What did he say?
He said he's excited. I haven't seen him. He's been home, but I talked to him. Where we want Red Dragon.
Are we going to get Red Dragon?
That's the thing. See, Triple H is posing with Bobby Fish on social media the other day. Listen, no disrespect to Kyle O'Reilly or Bobby Fish. They're both phenomenal wrestlers. They were way better as a tag team.
They're great as a tag team.
Way better as a tag team. Kyle O'Reilly's got extended tag team experience. Bobby Fish is no spring chicken. So if they're going to make a move, let them make a move. And this is the thing, man. You want to... That'd be fantastic.
These guys are not green, though. Why are they going to NXT? Put them on the main roster.
Because they need to put some respectability back into that brand. the NXT is in a transitional stage.
Do
right
you
now.
Agree with John Draper that NXT is not watchable anymore?
No. Well, I do and I don't. I don't watch it every week like I used to.
Okay.
So I agree with John there.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to John, by the way.
I love John.
He shouted too. Us out, too, last week. So thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. I've known John's family for 20 years. I opened up for all of his brothers and their bands.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you. Kevin booked me and all that shit when in my shitty little band I had. Anyway, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with the I don't have to watch it every week like I used to.
Okay.
I'm not invested emotionally like I used to be.
Even the tag teams are not that good anymore.
Except for my goons. That's about it.
The goon squad. They're never dropping those belts, man. They don't.
Well, if Red Dragon comes in.
Dude, if Red Dragon comes in.
That might be the Achilles heel to my goons.
Oh, my God. That might be the kryptonite.
That might be the kryptonite.
That might be. But they're not dropping the belts, man. There's no tag teams that are good.
I understand.
You think Sanity's going to get the belts? Because Sanity is...
That's who's feuding with the goons right now.
The goon squad is going to be feuding with Sanity. And who are the baby faces and the heels in that situation?
Who gives a shit? No one's investing. No one's investing in it.
I'm not big fans of Sanity. I don't care for them.
I like Eric Young. I was always an Eric Young guy.
No, I was never Eric Young.
I like him a lot.
His match with Roderick Strong at the last TakeOver was good.
Well, Roddy's going to fight for the belt, I think, at TakeOver next month.
Well, he just fought for NXT last week.
I think he's going to fight Bobby Roode again.
And he's probably going to get the strap this
time. That'd be dope. Love Roddy. You know I love Roddy.
I'm a huge Roddy guy. I love Roddy.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, plug our friends, and we'll come back. We have an awesome throwback for you tonight.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for everybody for hanging out with us in the chat room.
Oh, you know, Shay Lynn didn't join us today.
No, she's messaged me. She's working late. She's working late tonight. So she's like, I'm going to download it. So. Whatever, man. It's the summertime, man. People making their money. They're out getting laid, drinking. It's the summertime, man. I expect
summer,
all that.
Summer, summertime.
All right, there, Will Smith. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're live on Rant EM Radio, and Lord Alfred Hayes will take us into the break. Hello, Lord Alfred. Where are you, Dick?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
That chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gumfuckery?
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Well,
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Belt Maker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Put an intro when you know what that means.
Oh yeah.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on the Rant. It's Phil. It's Choppy. It's Friday night, the 14th of July. Oh man, love it. How fucking hot was Dawn Marie,
dude. Yeah.
I was watching the promo with her and Lance Storm, and I was like, damn, man. Outside of the schnoz, she's a nice little shit locker on her.
You know what she is, right?
What is she? She's a
Greek.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Just by the facial features. I thought that or Jewish descent.
You know where she's from?
No.
Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Oh, right over the bridge over here.
Yeah, right over the outer bridge.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And she's still not with Simon Diamond, is she?
I don't know, but she's involved in that whole...
Kamala thing?
Yeah, when you make a lot of money, Dawn Marie.
Oh, God.
When she was, like, raising money for wrestlers.
Kamala, shut the fuck up, dude. You're just an idiot who didn't know how to manage his money.
Yeah. True that.
All the money that you made at World Class and you fucking, like, let it all go up your nose.
That's right, Dawn Marie.
You sound just like him, too.
You get a lot of money, motherfucker. Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. So, yeah, before I get into the pay-per-view, this was a weird time for me, anyway. I was just getting into my career. I just got done with EMT school. I was working, like, trying to get a job as an EMT.
Phil was in his 20s at this time.
Yeah, I was. And I was invested heavily in Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
But what I wasn't impressed with is the fucking... They had just gotten a TV deal with the Nashville Network.
The TNN, which is now Spike TV.
This is Spike TV. And I was so pissed off. All right.
Why, though? I was happy, man. I was tired of watching it on MSG.
Well, no, I wasn't. Because I wanted it to stay underground. I wanted it to stay... I know the vision they had to do it. I understand all that. I'm being real selfish right now. I really wanted them to be like... underground, like hardcore music. Hardcore music was local in your scene, New
Correct.
York, New Jersey.
Just like the punk scene, too.
Right, same thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, a band breaks out and everybody's a fight. You know, the Ramones, you know, what was he saying?
Phil was in the fast lane back then.
I was in turbo speed. I was.
Oh, you mean he was part of the pay per view? Fast lane?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I was in transition. I could...
Good for you.
Yeah. Let's keep it. We'll keep it as that. I'll save that for a philatorial. Are you ready for this throwback?
Man, let's fucking do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
We're kicking it back to July 18th, 1999, from Dayton, Ohio.
I really, really enjoyed the roster from 99 and 2000.
The Harrow Arena, 3,400 paid.
Oh, my God. It was so... They were hot, this crowd. This crowd was hot.
Oh, yeah. This was ECW's annual Heat Wave 99. I was at 95.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know it better than that. What would you consider ECW's, like, WrestleMania? Was it Hardcore Heaven?
November to Remember, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Probably.
That's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. The only thing that, I mean, this is on the network. You can watch on the network.
Correct.
And I'll play the Joel Gertner thing in a minute.
Oh, God. That was great.
We'll get to that in a few minutes. But what I wanted to tell you was I wasn't a fan of Cyrus.
I was.
You like Cyrus.
I think he was the perfect dick. He was like the perfect foil for Joey Styles.
You mentioned Simon Diamond before. He did fight in a dark match.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Against Big Vito.
Love Big Baldy? Vito.
I love Big Vito. I interviewed Big Vito on the Man Cave radio show.
I heard he's a nice guy, though.
He's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Is he from New York?
He's from Staten Island.
No way!
Yeah.
Is he still living in Staten Island?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think he's down in Florida now.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. He's got a lawsuit, I think, against the business.
He does.
There's a lot of stuff going on with him.
Him and Demolition are involved in the same thing.
Yeah, that whole concussion thing, right?
Yeah.
He's involved in that. All right.
Anyways.
So, let's get into this.
Not that many matches.
So, was this this was after the BWO got dismantled?
Yes.
By Taz?
Correct.
Chris Chetty was Taz's cousin in real life.
Correct.
He was a graduate of the
House of Hardcore.
The House of Hardcore out in Massapequa.
This is after he pretty much cut his hair, so he stopped looking like Kramer. You remember when he had that mop on his head?
Before he had the dance music, you know what his music was?
What was it?
It was Perry Mason by Ozzy.
No way.
It was, yeah.
You know, here's the thing. This is what this WWE Network is what kills the ECW pay-per-views. Because the music is just not there.
Oh, no, yeah.
The original music is not there, man.
And right.
It kills me not to hear Pantera. With Rob Van Dam.
Well, War Machine with Taz.
Yeah, man.
You know, or Big Balls with Balls Mahoney.
Yeah. You don't have...
Yeah. And Sabu. Me. Sabu had a few songs.
He did.
He had Fight Crazy. That's Rob Halford's band from Judas Priest.
Yep.
It's all right. I'm just a little crazy.
And then Raven had Offspring, Keep Them Separated, which was also a great theme.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tommy Dreamer had Man in a Box.
Yeah, from Alice in Chains, was one of my favorite bands of all time.
Terry Funk had Desperado.
Shane Douglas had Deep Purple.
Perfect Strangers, that's a good song. Bam Bam Bigelow had Welcome to the Jungle, I believe.
He did, yes, he did. And who did the Eliminators have?
Total Elimination. That was Harry Slash in the
Slash
Tones.
No way.
Oh, yeah. That's on my phone. I love that song.
Okay.
That instrumental, I love that.
I love ECW, but WWE Network doesn't have the original music, so you really can't.
Public Enemy had the Hot Stepper.
Yes.
The FBI had Entrance.
Yes, they did.
They had the Entrance.
And New Jack had...
Natural Born Killers.
Yes.
Chris Candido had Back in Black.
With AC/DC,
yeah,
remember that.
The Pitbulls had White Zombie, Thunderkiss, dun.
Oh yeah,
they had
the
same
thing
as ECW's original theme.
Rhino had Dope, Debonair.
Dope, yeah.
I remember that was a good song.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There's a lot of them.
Sandman had Metallica.
Rey Mysterio had Battery by Metallica.
He did?
Yeah. That was his first.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, Too Cold Scorpio had Jungle Boogie.
He did. I remember that one.
Yep, I remember that. Who else? I'm trying to think of some more ECW themes.
Kid Cash had Kid Rock.
Ball with the Ball. Hate Kid Cash.
I know you do.
Who else? There's a bunch of good ones.
Fuck.
The BWO had their own, you know.
Who did Jerry Lynn have?
Jerry Lynn had, that death metal band.
He's a huge metal guy.
Yeah, no. Which cat is this?
That's Brucey.
It's gotta be Bruce. Get out of here, you fuck.
No, leave Brucey alone.
Get out of here, fucko.
Leave him alone.
Was it? It was Fear Factory that he had. It was either Fear Factory or Cannibal Corpse. One of them.
Wow.
He was a big metalhead, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. There's a lot of them. Oh, man, there's so many.
I missed that.
But I can name them off the top of my head, though. When you tell me, I know I'm on point.
What did Mike Awesome have?
Oh, I don't remember.
He had an original.
Oh, Mike Awesome had his own song from Japan.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. Super Crazy had his own.
He had his own.
He had his own. Mikey Whipwreck had Loser by Beck.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
Steve Austin had Jesus Christ Superstar.
He did. I remember that.
That was so dope. Dun, 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 which is also done by Superstar Billy Graham.
Yep.
What else? There was so many good ones, man.
Who else? I'm trying to think.
The Steiners even used Welcome to the Jungle.
I remember that. Yeah.
Cactus Jack used Stephen Wolf, Born to be Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A lot of great music. A
lot of good music on ECW.
Did you get the ECW album?
I own it.
I had it too. I had it.
I still have it.
With Sandman on the cover?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking cool. That's a nice little thing to have.
Yeah, the Dudleys didn't have music.
No, they didn't. They just came out the booze.
Oh, especially this night.
Woo, my God.
Holy shit.
They were so hated.
So Chris Chetty and Supernova teaming up against Danny Doring and Roadkill. Miss Congeniality.
Lita. I love these two teams. They used to go at it all the time. They used to open up almost every pay-per-view.
Yeah. How about the She's Got Herpes chant?
Yes. It was great. It was great.
She's got herpes.
And you notice she didn't have her regular red hair. She had like blonde highlights going in. And then it was just like weird to see Lita in ECW.
And Roadkill. Chickens. I like Roadkill.
Dude. For a man that was almost 400 pounds.
Oh, yeah, Roadkill.
He could fucking go, man.
Roadkill was on point.
He was great.
Yeah, Joey Styles did a good job of building. You mentioned they're a good team. Joey Styles did a good job of building the backstory and how getting a pay-per-view was important for Chetty and his history with Doring and all his other shit. Chetty hits a beautiful double jump moonsault.
Yes.
Joey Styles calls that finish. Joey Styles was the man, dude.
He just made up any name sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, Chetty grabs the microphone and starts say how pretty he was. He breaks into a dance. That brings Lita in. Lita starts dancing with him. Nova intervenes. She delivers one of the worst slaps ever.
Yeah.
She eats the Amityville Horror.
I remember that.
To Chetty, who's from Amityville, Long Island. Then hits Roadkill, which was very impressive. That's 400 pounds he put on his shoulder.
I didn't think he was that strong, though.
He's a fucking... Well, he's Taz's cousin, man. It's in the, you know,
yeah, it doesn't mean Taz's cousin is going to...
No, but I'm sure Taz whipped him into shape, you know?
That's true.
I'm not saying...
Oh, did I tell you that I remember the house... Remember the Raw that we were just playing before on the rant with...
Yeah.
I was at Sunday Night Heat where Chris Chetty wrestled for WWF. I think it was a tryout match.
Yeah, a tryout match.
It was fantastic.
That's where all the guys got tryouts on Heat.
Oh, dude. It was him and Low Key, actually.
Oh.
It was good.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. That's cool. They went with a double leg drop splash combo.
It was a splash and a leg drop combo. That was their finish. I think it was called the Tidal Wave.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Good team, though. Yeah, I
like that team. I can't believe they broke them up. I don't know why Paulie would break these two up. They were so good.
Well, who was booking at that point? Was it Bubba? Bubba was booking.
Bubba was booking because he was still there, and I think they're about to leave.
A video package as of a house show that I was at in Queens, New York.
Yep.
I was at every Queen show of Taz giving Tajiri props.
How happy were you at them going to Queens almost every single month?
It wasn't every month. It was like twice a year.
Doesn't matter, dude.
No, it doesn't matter. It was the only show I missed. I had walking pneumonia, and it was ironically where I live now in Staten Island, the place on Victory Boulevard, the Fun Fest.
Yeah.
That was the only ECW New York show I missed.
And you were there?
No, they were there.
No way.
Yeah.
That was what, 2001?
No, that was in the 90s. This is around...
They went there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the only show I missed. I was like, they wouldn't... Yo, I was bad, dude. I was 15. I was like 150. They gave me like 150 cc's or something. I was really fucked up.
You know,
I had walking pneumonia. They wouldn't let me leave the house.
You know what show? You know ECW did a show in my high school.
Oh, in Jersey,
in St. Mary's High School in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yeah,
they did a live show, a house show there. And I pleaded with my parents to go, and they said no, because ECW is too violent.
Yeah, the only New York shows I missed were, like, the Staten Island show in the Five Boroughs, uh-huh. And the ones in, like, Poughkeepsie, the Mid-Hudson Civic Center and all that shit. Whatever they,
when it's
they
like did, an hour and a half.
And they did the fucking, county fair.
Yes.
Out there, too? Okay.
Oh, God.
So Tajiri gets props, only be cut up by Steve Corino. Steve Carino was great, by the way.
On the mic, he was.
It was fantastic. Taz curses, you know, want you keep cursing, so you can... Steve Carino's like, why don't you keep cursing so you try to get over with the fans of Dirty Queens? Anyway, then he gets to Jerry, attacks him.
And that's when he officially joins, like,
yeah,
the crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Were they called the Network yet or no?
No, not yet. Oh, the was. Well, Cyrus was getting into the whole...
Yeah, the whole thing.
Well, the Network says, you're just interjecting. You're not supposed to be here. No. The Network said I could be here.
The boss, Paul Lee, told me to be here.
What are you talking about? That was pretty cool.
And then in the background, the people are chanting, Jackal sucks dick in the background.
Jack Victory?
No, Jackal.
Oh, Jackal, right. Cyrus was Jackal,
yeah,
right.
He's like, they were like, Jackal sucks.
He's in the Truth Commission, right?
Yes, with the Acolytes.
Yes.
And Kurgan.
And Kurgan.
Kurgan sucked.
He was a big, I can't say the R word, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. What?
Here we go. I didn't start it this time.
No, I didn't.
I'll tell you what to do.
Take had a bad day.
I hear retards like the zoo.
Yeah, Kurgan looked like he lost a couple of chromosomes, that guy.
But he was great in fucking Sherlock Holmes.
All right, next match was Jason Knight versus Jazz.
This was actually a pretty good match. I enjoyed the hell out of this match.
Jason.
Why?
The sexiest man. No, I meant in character.
Oh, the character was sucked, but he was pretty good in the ring.
Jason had a stepdaughter who lived in Queens.
Okay.
And she used to come to the bar that we used to hang out in. And this is Scott. Scott, if you're listening, I hope you're listening, Scott. We miss you, Scott. Scott hung out in the same bar I did for like a couple of years, right? That's how I met Scott. And this chick, I forgot her name already, she hung out in the same bar and she would brag to all of me and Snake and everybody how her dad was a wrestler, And I was like, fuck out of here. And she was like she got around, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So. One night, she says, yeah, he wrestles for this extreme wrestling. And I'm like, stop. Please, stop. You know, turns out her stepdad was Jason.
Let me ask you something. What nationality is Jason? Is he Greek or Italian?
I have no idea.
My man is super tan, by the way.
Yeah, he was just loving himself in the mirror.
I saw that.
That was pretty dope.
Oh, I'm friends with Jason on Facebook.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Should get him on the show.
Oh, dude, I'm going to try to.
Just get him on the show.
He's a nice guy.
Him and Jazz. Jazz was, that's Rodney Mack's wife, right?
Are they still married?
I think, I don't know, but they were. But Jazz can go.
She was great.
Jazz was legit.
She was
I liked her work. At one point, Jazz hits a kick, a suplex, and a Samoan drop for two. And then a headbutt to the groin. Everybody starts going crazy. Of course, she takes a chair in the corner.
Yep.
And then chairs him in the crotch with the other chair, and they get the, you get the famous Joey Styles.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that was great.
It should have been the finish, but then he hit it with an enziguri, which out of nowhere, and it was Joey Styles like enziguri. Like he was like even Joey Styles was after Jazz just hit him in the nuts. He was more offended that Jason hit him with an enziguri. And he tries for the powerbomb onto the chair, but she counters with the Jazz Stinger.
Which is the X Factor.
Which is the X Factor, yes. And gets the 1-2-3 for the win.
I like this match a lot.
Well, they did a good job of getting Jazz over, but it lasted a bit too long for me anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, they didn't want Jason squashed, but it wasn't like he was going anywhere anyway. So points for the creative spots or whatever, you know?
What?
I love Little Guido.
He's so good.
Little Guido with Big Sally Graziano. Big Sal.
That was great. I love
600 pounds, baby.
I love Big Sal.
Did you watch ECW from the beginning?
Not from 93, no.
All right. No, not 93. I'm talking like 95, 96.
Yeah, of course.
You remember the Big Valpuccio? from the Bronx, baby. ECW had a thing of getting 600-pound big Italian men.
They did.
Yeah, Little Guido with Big Sal versus...
The Big Sal Boski.
That's right, Chops. The Big Sal Boski taking on Super Crazy.
Oh, these two had such chemistry. Oh, my God.
Super Crazy was my man.
He was so good. And then
fucking love Super
Crazy. And then
Crazy.
Once they interjected Tajiri with these two, oh, my God, they used to kill it.
This was a good match, and of course, he hit... Well, I'll get into it in a second. But Guido is a straight up shoot wrestler.
He was
people
good.
People forget that he was trained by what's his face? Billy Robinson.
Billy Robinson from AWA.
Like legit. He's a shoot this was before shoot was a shoot.
Yeah.
This when they were still doing the pancrase and shit back in Japan. Guido went for the Fujiwara, but Crazy makes the ropes. Crazy hits a double jump moonsault, similar to Chris Chetty's. He does his 10 punch in the corner.
Which everyone chants
in Spanish. In Spanish. Right. Then I wrote that. They spill outside, and the crowd commentary mentioned that Joey Styles mentioned that Crazy may have brought out a mean streak. Then takes both Guido and Sal out with a moonsault from the section of the fans.
Yep.
And of course, Joey Styles does the. In Spanish, yeah. Ay, Dios mio! The ECW referee is the ref is going for the. I think it was Jim Molino is going for the count, so they get back in the ring quickly. Crazy springboards into Guido's boot, then he hits the Sicilian slice for two, which is pretty dope.
Which is a famous throw off the top of the rope.
Love that.
I do.
Then Sal squashes Crazy with a slam onto the concrete. Guido then continues to distract the ref so Sal can come in the ring and do his own Sicilian slice, but it wasn't enough to win. Guido continues to do the near falls. Super Crazy, just resilient. He makes the heroic comeback, does the bottom second rope moonsaults, which I love.
Yep.
Slips on the top and then dives on the Sal instead. He goes for the moonsault, the final one, but he misses and eats a Tamikaze, which I love that fucking move. I love that move.
That was Christian's old move.
Yeah. What did Christian call it?
The Unprettier.
The Unprettier. But Tommy Rogers did it, and that's why they call it the Tamikaze. Rest in peace.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, man.
So Crazy then plants him with a cross-arm powerbomb for the win.
Wait a minute. You just mentioned Tommy Rogers.
That's right.
You got to do the thing.
You got to do the
gimmick.
Tommy Rogers. Oh, wait. Where is it? Tommy Rogers. Bobby Fulton. The Fantastic.
Thank God you did that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like that. My little mixer makes these noises and shit. I sell the music except for that. Now he makes me do it every time we do it. 12 minutes, 31 seconds. Good match.
I enjoyed the fuck out of that match.
Very fast-paced for guys who didn't do a fast-paced... Well, let me take it back. It was unusual for these two because of Guido. But Crazy, I think, brought out the fucking quickness in Guido. So,
Remember when they remember they used to interject like Jerry Lynn in these matches?
Oh
my fucking God, dude. Those guys used to kill it. Yeah. By the way, you might know this. I forgot the name though. What was Little Guido's original ring name before he became Little Guido? Because I forgot this.
Guido Manitaro.
No. It was like a different name, like Demento or Danny.
Damien Demento.
That was okay. I couldn't remember it. Yeah.
And there was a wrestler too named Damien Demento.
Yeah, I forgot the name. Yeah,
but Danny Demento or something like that.
Yeah. That was a cool name too.
Yeah.
Next match.
Where the hell did my notes go? No. Where's my notes? Hold on a second. I had it, and I was fucking...
My holds! Chris Jericho.
Leave my baseball notes alone. The ECW Tag Team Championship is on the line. The Dudleys defending against Balls and Axel with Sign Guy.
They should be defending the titles against the crowd. they were so bad.
If you would pardon us, I want to play this Joel Gertner.
Do it.
I love Joel Gertner.
Do it.
Here we go. This is one of my favorite parts.
Well. Why go to the movies when you can stay home and see me? The one the ladies call Big Daddy. The one who already slept with the general's daughter, and the one who truly knows how to inspect her gadget. I am dripping with sarcasm as your girlfriend is dripping from orgasm.
As Bubba flicks his lip.
I am the quintessential stud muffin, and a goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Goddamn handsome man, Joel, whether the ladies are home or here in Dayton, they're watching me and masturbating.
Gertner. And before I was so rudely interrupted by your applause, I was about to announce my colleague, my comrade, and my co-conspirator, the only man with the sign.
The silence behind the violence.
The one, yep. And triple nines, sign Guy Dudley.
Lou E. Dangerously.
That's right.
As the two of us cordially and collectively introduce to you the team that gets more ass than the toilet seat at the proctologist's office, they are the ruling, reigning, and record-shattering, not one, not two, not three, not four, not even five, but Sign Guy, what's the name of that song that we were singing in the limo earlier? That's right, 867-5309, 6-time ECW Tag Team Champions of the World, Bubba Ray and Devon, the Dudley Boys.
Can you believe how much airtime Joel Gertner gets?
I think you should get more.
So, yeah,
God, Joel,
I didn't write any notes after this match, so I'm gonna wing it. But
I gotta get Joel Gertner on this on the show.
We're trying.
He's from Bay Ridge now.
Yeah. He's a big foodie too. So the Dudleys defend against Balls and Spike Dudley, their estranged brother. Listen, this was, I mean, really nothing technical.
It was an okay match.
It was all right. The Dudleys had the most of the match.
Yeah.
They had most of the match.
The ending killed it for me.
Well, the ending was this. Despite the Dudleys nearing the win, Spike and Balls were resilient. After a pair of low blows, they each nail their finishes. But Sign Guy pulls out the official. Once they get back inside, the challenges then do dual roll-ups, and they won the titles. But they get laid out. They get fucking laid out by the former champion, only to be saved by New Jack.
Correct.
So this went almost 16 minutes. It was they had the flaming tables.
I think it went too long.
Yeah, you know what? The flaming tables were a bit much too. You know what sucked about having the flaming tables now from 99 instead of 95? 99, there's people at ringside with towels and shit. Like it looked too fake, you know? Back in when
I remember when they put balls.
I remember when they put, when Public Enemy did it to Stevie Richards.
Oh, yeah.
And they double table in the cage. And I was like, at the arena, there was no dude there with a towel. Nobody was standing with water or a fucking fire extinguisher. Stevie Richards caught fire, you know? Or when Cactus and Funk had the fucking flaming.
Yeah,
if you sat ringside or you sat behind the ringside, you could smell the singed hair on fucking, yeah. on Mick Foley.
But going back to what you said before, I mean, I remember when they threw Balls Mahoney through a table, flaming table, I think it was like the first time or the second time.
Yeah.
They had those guys with towel throwing water all over Balls Mahoney. I don't know if it was this match, though. I don't think it was this match. It was like another match.
Yeah.
And then rubbing, I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? The guy's not burning alive. He's fine. Just
right.
Anyways,
so your next match was for the ECW Heavyweight Championship.
This was cool.
The Human Suplex Machine, Chaz, taking on the Japanese Buzzsaw Yoshihiro Tajiri. Now with Steve Corino and
what a stiff match.
This was good. I want to take it to the end, which is my favorite part.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, let's take it out to the clip here.
Choke out Tajiri and make him tap. Taz now daring Tajiri to kick off and coming back for more.
That's not smart.
He likes it. Taz likes it.
How could you like that?
Taz wants one right on the chin. Taz wants to be
making sure the table's behind him.
He's daring Tajiri. Taz thinks he can make the men. He caught him.
Oh! right through the table.
Is down and Carino running for his life.
Come on, Cyrus is great on the mic too, man.
It's my favorite part right here.
Carino may run on foot to Indianapolis.
did the network edit this out?
Still up.
No,
it was always that. Yeah. It was always that far away. Yeah. Because remember, they wanted to go on national TV.
Oh yeah.
Taz is about to ruin that. Doing this fucking stunt.
He said, "Stay wide." Yeah.
This selfish son of a bitch is gonna get us thrown off a pay per view. Stay wide. Stay wide.
Yeah, it was a little much. It's a good thing Tajiri's tough as fuck, because...
With Bob Wire.
Yeah, I don't know.
Holy shit. Little...
Who was that he threw in? That
Todd Gordon.
That was Todd Gordon.
It was Todd Gordon. Or maybe Heyman.
Oh. He had so much blonde on his tape. Oh, my God. Taz was such a badass. Oh, my God.
My favorite wrestling ECW.
Was he? Shane was my favorite. I just like Shane Douglas. I don't know what it was.
I love Shane Douglas. Taz is my favorite.
Yeah, I know your favorite tag team was the Eliminators.
It was.
Mine was the Dudleys, because they were so... Oh, such heels.
That spot was a little unusual for Taz. He never really got that hardcore.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I didn't know that, but it was not. Oh, look who's in the room. No, in the chat room.
Who's that? This fucking. Hold on a minute.
Is that Joel Gerner? Ike? Oh my.
Well, he types.
What's up, Nick?
Nick the German suplex. This fucking guy. All right, your last match of the evening was the Impact Players. Love that name, by the way. It's where I got my namesake. Thank you very much for that. Versus Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn. Sabu was pissed because he couldn't get into the match.
Yeah, I know.
But such a good match. Such a really good match. We can get into that.
I know Lance Storm has said that he's never done roids, but he looked extra. Juicy.
He's got a podcast now with Cyrus.
Does he really?
On Jericho's network.
Ooh,
I haven't heard it yet.
I gotta check it out.
But
I like Lance Storm a lot.
Oh, I liked all these guys, man. Justin Credible was my guy, man.
You know what aggravates the fuck out of me?
Oh.
Is that WWE had all these guys on the same roster, and they never used them as they did in ECW. The matches, they could have had Jerry Lynn versus Robin Damme in WWE.
They could have. Oh, by the way, with whatchamacallit.
What?
Getting back to the music.
Yeah.
Justin Credible had Snap Your Fingers, Snap Your Neck.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And
what was Lance Storm's?
Dan.
Yeah.
That was the chicken something. It's Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they all had good music. What was now I'm gonna look up Jerry Lynn for a minute. I wanna see Jerry Lynn. I'm done. I know it's like some death metal band or some heavy metal. Jerry Lynn.
ECW theme.
ECW theme. Which was what? Where is it? Scapegoat by Fear Factory.
There you go. You got it.
See, here we go.
Right.
A replica by Fear Factory. There was two of them.
You said Fear Factory,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Confessed. He has made no statement. Charges of murder have been accepted against him.
That's it.
Oh. Good band live.
Yeah.
I love Fear Factory. I saw them at the Wetlands. We'll play for a second. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, he's a metal enthusiast, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. You want to go to the end of this match, or?
Whatever you want to do.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
I think you have to hit play.
I did.
Try again.
Hold on a minute. Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Hold on. I hate the fucking...
Oh, my God. This is great. With a steel chair. This was awesome. Five stars. Yes, Fandaminator.
Right into the cradle.
Cradle pile driver. It's over. Love that move. Yeah.
I hate that fucking music.
That's terrible. Ugh.
Damn it. Anyway, let's see. Nick's saying.
Tickle Score Eagles Jungle Boogie. Yeah, you knew it.
You missed it, Nick. We already talked about that.
Yeah, you're late.
You're late to the party, Nick German Suplex. We had a whole segment on ECW music.
Yeah, dude. Ugh.
Come on, Nick. Get with the program. Nick. Nick the German Suplex.
Nick the Dick. No, I'm just kidding.
Ring that bell.
Just kidding.
I wish my last name had a wrestling move, though. Like, he's got German suplex. Wouldn't that be cool, you know?
We got to think of one now.
Well, I mean, we'd have to, it'd be made up, but he's got, his is grandfathered in. Like, he's got, like, even his kid, like, I'm Nick's kid German suplex, you know?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't want to put his name out there on the interwebs, but anyway, it is what it is. But that's your ECW pay-per-view, man.
That was great.
That was great.
I love ECW.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good. Dropped your phone there, Skippy? Oh, boy.
Hey, we still got a lot of time, though. What do you want to...
It's an hour and a half. We did all right.
Talk about anything else, or you just want to wrap it up?
I'm good, man. You want to talk about anything else if you want.
You can wrap it up if you want.
I heard that spot. All right.
You lie.
Lies.
And it's Big Dick Nick. That's great.
Listen, what you do in your free time is your free time there, Nick. All right? Anyway, yeah, that's it. Next week is a big show for us. I'm excited about next week
already. Oh, my God. I cannot wait.
Yeah. We're working on a special guest for you guys. I hope this works out the way we want it to.
Oh, dude.
And the person is a huge part of this throwback, so I could throw a hint, but I know somebody, a certain fan of the show will know who it is off the bat, so we just hope that it works out. Either way, the person's coming on to the show, whether it's live or not is up to the person, because they're involved in some other projects right now.
Yep.
So that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much it.
Which song do you want to pick?
Let's see. You know what? I'll take Jerry Lynn's first fucking.
Do it.
Yeah, I like that. This is my favorite Fear Factory song. It's called Replica. Anyway. So yeah, so I hope you guys can tune in for that next week. We're supposed to have some. We're gonna have Mega Powers in studio with us. Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas will be in the house with us.
Yep.
He's trying to get Hulk Hogan to call in. That's pretty dope. Thank you, Nick. Nick's been on the tweet machine for us. You could tweet Choppy and I at TBuckleTbacks, at Choppy Margaka.
I change it.
Oh, you did? What is it now?
Choppy2984.
Choppy2984. Is that your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Gotta keep it simple, man. My last name sounds too high. It sounds like Madagascar. I gotta keep it nice.
Tomato frogs. They're venomous.
Oh.
You want to email us, turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. We have shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. You can order that with a new Bullet Club jacket that's coming out. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can order both. We have four different designs and a Bullet Club jacket you can order. Every time you buy something, it helps the show a little bit. So do that for us, all right?
Please.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah.
Especially you, Nick. Do something.
No, Nick bought a shirt already.
No, not... He needs to do more.
Oh, okay.
Spread the word.
Okay.
God damn it. He's our advocate.
Yeah, he's our advocate. That's scary. TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Support all our friends who are not network affiliates. Download our back catalog there, too. Sunday will be Tank's first birthday in heaven, so we miss Tank a lot. We love you.
Yeah.
We'll be thinking about you next week, too. Let's see what else is going on. Go to RantEMRadio.com. Of course, Sunday is the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. And then Tuesday you have the Wizards and the Rant. And then you have Rant and Wrestling. And then, of course, you have us, you know, back on Friday for the live 5th anniversary show with No Holds Barred as a throwback.
I'm excited, man.
So I hope you guys can, you know, join us. Like I said,
Zeus.
I wasn't ready for that, you fucker.
Could you imagine if they had Zeus in the background of this Fear Factory song?
Yeah, right. Imagine.
Just saying Zeus.
I know. Zeus. I think that's it. I don't think I have anything else to plug.
By the way, what was Zeus's WCW ring name?
Oh, his Z Gangsta?
Z Gangsta, that's what it was.
I do have something else to plug.
Yeah, please.
My buddy Chris Watkins, you know Chris?
Yes.
His daughter goes to Sacred Heart in Glendale, Queens. They're having a huge show. FTW's having a show in September.
Okay.
We were invited. I'm working on the owner, but go to FTWProWrestling.com. It's going to be tickets to go on sale this month. September 29th is the date. It's a Friday night. Maybe we'll do a show from there.
Why not?
It's in Glendale, Sacred Heart, Catholic Academy. It's called the September Smackdown. So, you guys want any information, go to FEWProWrestling.com, or you can email Sal Lorenziano, 917-612-6231, or prodigy212x@gmail.com. We are working on getting some of their talent on, hopefully. And that's pretty much it. So, on behalf of my partner Choppy, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you to take care of yourselves, each other, don't say the N-word, be kind to animals, and do the right thing. All right?
Yeah, Dios mío.
Yeah, good night.